Hey, everybody. No. Welcome back to episode number 94. Of the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason.
Yes! I'll say it.
Didn't have the same effect. Did not do what it's supposed to do. Now, Chris, my name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by a former news anchor. The clip is out there on YouTube. See if you can find it, because the clip is out there. But former news anchor, but I'm glad he's doing AdWords now, because he's the best AdWords manager I know. When I look in the mirror, all I say every night is, wake up as Chris Schaefer. Wake up as Chris Schaefer. So, Chris, Mr. Former News Anchor, Mr. AdWords Professional, how's it going today on this Thursday as we record this?
Yes, I'm good. The birds are chirping. Spring is coming, at least here in Texas. You know, it doesn't take long for spring to arrive. Usually right after February, it's immediately spring and then summer right after that. But I'm good. I think we're going to surprise some people today, don't you think? We're going to surprise some people. We have some content to share that is going to be unique, and it's going to be something that might surprise you. But first, we have something really encouraging. We get emails from listeners, and we had a really cool one that we wanted to share on the air. So if you don't mind, I'll just take the lead here and read it for everyone. This is from Rob, I believe all the way down in Australia, and just wanted to share this. This was really encouraging. We love hearing from you guys. And he just said, just want to say a huge thanks to everything you have done for me and my family and career. Family and career. I mean, that's like his life, essentially. He was doing web design at his current work for a couple of years, always wanting to get into AdWords. He started out at episode one.
Not a bad idea. So did we.
He heard the episodes before there was even a yes. Hey, everyone, this is Jason Rothman, and this is my co-host, Chris Schaefer. I mean, super boring stuff. And now we're at the point where it's just high energy. So anyway, helped out a mate smash out some leads for his business and haven't looked back. Now I find myself looking after our agency's AdWords client accounts and having great success, largely due to the knowledge you guys serve up every week. Every little nugget you offer up during an episode, I always check to make sure I'm doing it correctly. Love seeing those consistent wins and getting solid results from our clients. Rob, thanks so much. That's really cool. You know, Jason, we don't ask anyone to really do anything for the content. We have no secret motives with this podcast. We just, you and I know we work in a silo for years of not communicating, not hearing anybody talk about AdWords, just kind of working and wondering if we're doing it the right way. We built this podcast because we were having these conversations privately, and we thought, what if we did this on the air and shared it with other people so we can help spread the news?
We thought?
Yeah.
Wait, you, what?
The podcast was your idea.
I know. I'm just kidding, Chris.
Yeah, it was.
But the PPC questions and answers show is your idea.
That's
and
true.
Rob goes on to say that he wishes us success, and he's loving the new series. So, Rob, thank you for that email. Very encouraging. And Chris, the new series is PPC Questions and Answers. There is a link on our website, paidsearchpodcast.com. There's a whole new podcast in iTunes called PPC Questions and Answers. And we have videos on the same YouTube channel. And what those episodes are, Chris, are 5 to 10 minutes. People send their questions in through YouTube comments or Facebook or the website. And we answer one question at a time. So we encourage you guys to go find that show, send us your questions, and we don't have a set schedule. We're just going to put out episodes hopefully every week when we get questions. So look for new episodes, and we're here to answer your guys' questions.
All right. So without any further ado, Jason, let's broach the topic of broad match keywords. Do you use them? Did you like them before? How'd you feel about broad match keywords back in the day?
Back in the day, meaning earlier than 1 month ago, not the biggest fan of broad match keywords. Anybody who listens to our show for the last couple of years, they've heard us just bash and bash and bash on broad match keywords. We saw they led to too many low quality search terms. They lead to your account getting out of control. However, in the last month, Chris, things have changed. We had both been put in certain situations where we were doing a good job without broad match keywords, but we needed more volume. We had to have it. Our clients were demanding it. We were getting them the most that they could from those highest quality search terms, 95, 97, 99% search impression share, but they wanted more because they need leads to grow their business. And so we took that request. We were both kind of getting it on our own with certain clients. And we really went outside of our comfort zone and said, okay, you know, we can do the standard things. We can expand the schedule. We can expand the days of the week. We can expand the location. What if all that's done, Chris? What if we've already done all that? The only move left, if you want to make the most of search engine marketing, at least on AdWords, broad match keywords. We both knew that's where we had to go, and we were both hesitant.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous because all the time we talk about precision. We talk about quality traffic. We talk about keeping
control
your traffic quality right in line with what you're selling, and broad match terms don't give precision. So the question we're answering today is, how to use pure broad match keywords. We're not talking about modified broad, right? We talk about modified broad. That's not a scary topic because you can control modified broad pretty well. Broad match keywords, no pluses in them. We're talking just type it in, no punctuation, no quotes, no brackets, no pluses. This is pure broad match. How to use those broad match terms like a pro and actually get results from those. And sometimes, Jason, I think you'll share with us, better results on a limited scale than you might from phrase and exact match.
Right. And both of you and I, we were pushed into this. It's not something we wanted to do. So because we were pushed into it, we kind of like tiptoed into the shallow end of the water. And because we went in our way, you could say, like a pro, the title of the episode, how to use pure broad keywords like a pro, because we did it like pros. We did it in a very controlled, very slow, very, you know, let's not blow the whole thing up way. We were able to figure out that you can actually get results sometimes. And because we went at it like pros in a controlled way, it gave us enough confidence to let it have a little running room, get some results, spend some money. And wow, things are working out for a couple of these clients, Chris. So let's go over a couple results that we both have, and then let's talk about how we get them. And I think that'll just kind of facilitate the conversation of why we're using broad match keywords now and how to at least give them a chance for working for you. So, Chris, my first client here, I checked with them and asked them if I could share the data and their industry and all that. They pulled a gun on me. Like, they put a gun to my face and they were like, our account's too valuable. You cannot tell people what industry we're in. So I cannot talk about the industry, Chris, but what I can tell you over the last 30 days, cost per conversion, $1,100. This could be for... Well, this isn't an everyday industry. This could be for a home buyer, you know?
$1,100. Okay, go ahead, Jason.
Okay, so I got people pulling guns to my face. I got people bashing me on the air. You have no idea what this industry is for.
You're right.
What if it was for like people who are selling their business? If they close a deal, it's like seven figures, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Trust me, it's profitable. But so anyway, that's what we've got going on. In the cost per conversion, very happy with it. Broad match keywords, Chris, pure broads, $790, $1,100 versus roughly $800. Wow. So running the math back, I guess that's maybe somewhere around 25% improvement.
Yeah.
That's on broad keywords. Now, the thing is, you still have to do your management. You still have to look at individual keywords. I can guarantee you now, some of those broad keywords have a much worse than $800 CPA. Some have better, and you manage it from there. But overall, the broad match keywords over 30 days, $800 versus $1,100. Now, the interesting thing here, Chris, conversion rates, 15% versus 11%. So the goods, broad match modified exact phrase, 15% conversion rate.
Okay. So it actually has a lower conversion rate.
Has a lower conversion rate because it's lower quality. And we're upfront with that. And we explain that to the client. The click-through rate's similar, position similar. So that's fine. But the reason we're able to get a lower conversion rate
is because
but a
less.
Better CPA is because the cost per click is
cost
less.
Cost per click is better. So what are we looking at there? What kind of cost per click difference between your phrase, exact, modified broad versus pure broad?
It is 50%.
Okay, 50% less?
50.
So just to put some numbers behind, you know, if you're paying $30 per click, you would be paying $15 per click and generating really good quality. So I don't know if we should address this now or we should address it at the end, but I'm just going to bring it up because this sounds like a solid question. Jason, what is your reasoning? Well, we're going to talk about how to use these broad keywords, but what's your reasoning if you can get better metrics using pure broad match? What's your reasoning in not just going and using pure broad match and just letting the budget run with it? What's the contributing factor to phrase and exact that makes it worth spending money on that when broad is working better?
A couple of reasons. One is I've been managing this account for years, and I'm not just like when I go out to dinner with my girlfriend and everyone knows who listens to the show, we're in a good place and we have a solid relationship. Like
they all like the updates.
Well, there is no update. I mean, it's good all the
time.
Still
good. Good all
like,
the time.
When I look into her eyes, I just melt. Like, it's my best friend, my soulmate, my lover, all in one. Now, Chris, when we go out to dinner, mm-hmm. I mean, we got 5 years of history together. Okay. And maybe she's in a surly mood one night, and maybe the cute waitress winks at me. I'm not leaving her for the waitress just because the waitress was nice to me for 15 seconds. I mean, this woman has given me 5 years. So, Chris, I've got history with this campaign, brother.
Okay.
Phrase, exact, broad, match, modified. I'm not just going to turn it over to the broad, this wild, pure broad keywords, and see what happens. Because one of the points we'll get to is that broad can change.
Yeah.
They can change, and things can get out of control fast. So, number one, I'm not going to just give up on that. And number two, and it's a good question, $1,100 is still wildly profitable.
Yeah.
So, I can get, apparently, over the last 30 days, an $800 CPA. And that's even better. But I can also get, you know, another 80% of traffic and spend at $1,100 CPA, which is still profitable.
Yeah.
So that's one account. The other account is a little bit different story. It's not that drastic of a cost per conversion difference. Overall, last 30 days, the cost per conversion is $102 in this other account. We only have one broad keyword on this account. It accounts for 20% of the spend and about 20% of the leads. And the cost per conversion is $97. So it's not like it's a home run in terms of totally drastically improving performance, Chris. But remember, that's not why you and I tried out broad in the first place. It's to get the client more volume. And because we're running this broad match keyword, they're getting an extra 20% of leads at a CPA that's basically in line with what they're happy with and used to. And just interesting, Chris, conversion rate, 24%. On this broad keyword.
That's really high. You have a solid landing page.
Cost per click, I'll say it in this one, is $23 versus $32 overall. So again, we're seeing a lower cost per click, but we'll get into it. Part of that is by design. So that's my pure broad keyword story, Chris. I've got one account where we're getting a significant amount more volume, like 20%, and the cost per conversion is way better. The other account, we're getting about 20% more traffic, and the cost per conversion is about the same. It's nothing special, but it's 20% more conversions than they would get otherwise at a number they're happy with in terms of cost. So those are my two examples. What do you have going on with BroadMatch?
Well, I have some examples, but I don't really feel that they add any more to the conversation. So basically, I'd like to just jump straight
to
the goods.
So I showed you mine.
I'm not going to show.
And you're not
going to
show me yours.
That's right. No, because it, I mean, I can tell you.
Is it the same story, basically?
Yes, the same story.
Okay.
I'm looking at it's about 50% spend. I have a lot of trouble getting volume for this client, so I'm letting it about 50% spend on these broad. And it gets a 3% conversion rate, whereas the other ones get about a 1.5%.
Right.
So, and the cost per conversion is like 111 versus the other one's like 200, 250.
Wow. And then the broad is cheaper?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
On cost per conversion?
By 2/3.
Wow. And this is some kind of B2B thing you got going on?
Yeah, B2B. So it's an issue for me is volume. The reason I went after this is because of volume. So,
yeah, same here.
Jason, let's give away the cow. You know, as they say, let's basically just spill our guts here and share how. Can someone duplicate this?
Well, okay, Chris, we always have the thought process like, okay, how much do we want to share and have a good show versus, okay, we have some trade secrets and it's a balance. In this case, Chris, we're almost obligated to share everything we know after that introduction to this topic because, I mean, we've basically just given everybody like loaded missiles. You know what I'm saying? Like if we don't tell people how we're doing this responsibly, we could have a lot of people totally screwing up their accounts.
Yeah,
this is like walking around with dynamite.
That's a very good point.
We'll
start this off. If you stop listening to the podcast at any point, be very careful because this can completely ruin your campaign. It's very important that you keep these three, I think we have three items in mind when it comes to doing this and trying to duplicate this for your campaigns.
Right.
So, Jason, you want to take away with
all right, number so number one, let's jump to the actual keywords themselves, Chris, the broad keywords. One of my clients and I'm doing this is, of course, moving companies. And when a lot of people are asking, Chris, I'm not joking about this. Like, you've seen the emails coming through. Who's the mover guy? Like, we've heard things. Isn't that funny? Like, you've seen these. It's me. I'm the mover guy. I've worked for a moving company. I think about moving companies every single day. I know the struggle. And
the moving pro.
I just love the moving business. It's crazy. So, Chris, one of them is a moving business. And the reason I'm bringing that up is to give you an example. Our main point here, you've got to get this, people. We are talking about long keyword phrases. We're not talking about one or two word keywords. When Chris and I use pure broad keywords like pros, we're talking about multiple words that make up one keyword. So I'm not putting in the word movers or moving companies as pure broad.
No.
I'm putting in moving companies in Salt Lake City, Utah.
There.
Moving and storage companies, Salt Lake City. Best moving companies near me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And why don't you explain why, Chris?
The takeaway here is that Jason has geographical reference. He has a action term, you know, best or local or near. You know, it's not just the core term. Moving companies would be way too broad. Google will take the word moving companies. It'll give you, you know, puppy stores. There's very little control on what you can do with those broad match. So what Jason's doing to break it down and make it work for you is you need to have your core term plus something. And usually I go with the idea that I usually like to have four words total in that broad match term. Three is iffy. Two is right out. Do not use two terms.
And Chris, we very well could come in on here in a year and say that a one word broad match keyword is working for us. We haven't seen it yet.
No.
Maybe we'll test it going forward. Maybe it will work for the people listening, but know what you're dealing with if you get into one and two word phrases. Now, I don't think we have any data on this, Chris, like no documentation. I don't think anyone from Google has told us this. This is just kind of our experience.
Yeah.
And our kind of logical thinking about feeding data inputs into the system. To us, longer keyword phrases make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So that's number one. Number one is use terms that are longer tail. I'm not talking about 16 words. We're talking about
why don't you give us a B2B example, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. An example that I'm running for one of mine is this is a advertising agency in Houston. So the keyword that I have is advertising companies in Houston, four words.
As opposed to the word advertising?
Oh, that's right.
Can you let me manage your campaign for a day, Chris, and see what fun I could have?
Let my campaign be the guinea pig for advertising, see how it does.
Well, guinea pig / sacrificial lamb, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I immediately get fired. So another one I have, top advertising agencies in Houston. Okay, same format as Jason. You know, that's the idea. You need to have something referencing local. If you don't do local, make sure you include something to get more precise. And I think the idea, I don't really have any documentation. Google hasn't told us, just like Jason said.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it seems to work when you give Google a bit more information about what you're looking for.
It makes sense based on everything we know.
Yeah, so that's number one. Choose your keywords carefully. Don't go after too small of targets. Number two, Jason, what's the next thing we're going
to
share?
Okay, Chris, I got to hammer this point home. As you listen to me when we talk on the show, one thing you've learned is I can't stand incremental changes. Okay, do your bid adjustment down 10% and see what happens for the next 70 years and then you're dead. I hate it. Like, if we're going to make a change, let's make a change, see what happens, because we can always go back. We can always change it again. So we're talking about bids here. I'm going to say the words, use low bids. So if your moving company bid is $20, I'm not talking about $17 on your pure broad keywords. Mm. I'm talking about five. I'm talking about $6. I'm talking about going from
quarter, a fourth of whatever
that's a good starting point. And to me, that's not even extreme enough. I want to see. No, just kidding. A quarter is pretty good.
That's what I'm doing.
Pretty good. Yeah. That's a good rule of thumb, Chris.
The reason for the bidding, it's really important that you understand this, because the way that AdWords works is the auction uses AdRank in order to determine which of your keywords are going to show. So if any of your broad match terms have a higher AdRank, maybe for some stupid reason, they have like a 10 out of 10 quality score for your broad match term. And then one of your phrase match has like a 9 out of 10. And Google ends up picking this one because you didn't bid low enough on your broad match, and it ends up showing the broad all the time over your phrase or exact match. Mm. You really need to avoid that. And the way that you do that is you use bids that are a quarter or, you know, maybe a third of what your other bids are. So if it's 20, it should be 5. If it's 10, it should be 3.
Right. That's a starting point. If you don't get any volume with them and you want to turn things up after a day or two. But it's a good place to start. The other reason to go low bids, Chris, is because you're going to get a ton of search terms that look horrible with broad match keywords. The quality is going way down. So to account for lower quality, you got to pay less for that lower quality. So that's why we both like to start with a quarter of your normal bid. And then if you're not getting enough, you can go up. And if you're getting too much and it's not working out in terms of your CPA, you can go down even more. Next point here, Chris, control. This is like dealing with dynamite. You don't just throw dynamite in the back of your pickup down in Texas and then drive around the town. You got to lock it up, secure it, register it.
That's how my brother Michael died. He did that.
Oh, so you did have a brother.
Not anymore. He died from dynamite in the back of his truck. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's just a common thing down there. So you got to be careful with this. So I think one thing you and I like doing, I like putting it in its own ad group, my broad match keywords. I put a little asterisk on the broad match ad group so it shows up at the top on the left navigation bar. If you're using the old interface, that's where it is on the left side. And I'll also put something in there, Chris, like asterisk broad dash moving companies or whatever. I'll name that group that. And those will be moving company broad match keywords, but I'll know that that's where they're all housed and I can control bids easily at the ad group level. Or I'll call it volume if we're going for volume. And then if things get super out of hand, I don't think you or I have had to do this yet, you can always put it in its own campaign. But we don't like doing that because then you're competing with campaigns. And really, there's no reason, Chris, as long as you control your bids. Because if you control your bids, your other ad groups are still going to get the amount of traffic they need to get.
Yeah. You shouldn't be at the point of worrying too much about your broad getting too much volume over your others if your bids are appropriate. But it's not like I'm against it, but I'm always against more complexity in a campaign, something that makes you dread opening it up and looking through it. It makes the reporting more difficult. I mean, it can add a lot of complexity if you end up adding a whole bunch more campaigns and makes managing it harder. So, I mean, that's it's pretty simple.
Well, there's a couple nuggets here, Chris.
Okay.
One final reason to do this, even if you're not desperate for volume, is to get negative keyword ideas and positive keyword ideas from your search terms report. If you're bored with your search terms report, which you should be if you're a good AdWords manager after like month three, because everything is stuff you want to target basically, you're going to have a party. It's like going to Golden Corral, Chris. Every time I drive by there, it is packed.
Packed, yeah.
Packed. And they are having a party. There's a ton of different options. There's things to look at, things to touch, things to eat. That's what a broad match search term support is like, Chris. It is like, whoa, like XXX video. Like, what am I seeing in here? Like, you can get a lot of different stuff coming up with your broad match keywords.
So many stories happening. The way that you're illustrating these.
Chris, I have a gymnastics client, and they were running broad match keywords before, and we looked at the search terms report. There's some bad people on Long Island, New York, Chris.
Yeah, something weird about those gymnastics fans.
Yeah. So, yeah, you will be surprised what you see in there. But the good news is you can find some really good keyword ideas that you can run as broad match keywords or other kind of keywords. So look at your search terms report, get ideas from it. The final two tips, Chris, you got to be on this, I think, every day. You got to be on it every day. Checking your broad match keyword results every day, how your CPA is doing in the previous day, the search terms. That takes 3 minutes, Chris. It's not that hard. And you got to understand, broad match changes over time. It is not stagnant. Like Google starts seeing, oh, you're doing a little broad? Let's throw a little more into the
party.
They're
throwing the party now.
Yeah. Like I'm telling you, like I'll run broad for 2 weeks and I'll be like, okay, this is what we can expect with broad. All of a sudden, we start showing up on new search terms, start getting more traffic. It's weird that's the way it works, but that's the way it works. Last tip here, Chris. I create a keyword filter at the keyword level called broad, and I tell it to do the match type of broad. Keyword text does not include plus signs. So find me the broad match keywords, but take out the modified ones. That's how I can look at the broad match data very quickly and easily every day. So that's my final tip.
Okay. Well, I usually just pull up the ad group that it's in, but it just depends whatever you're using.
That's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point.
I'm going to share one thing. You're digging into this. You know, you built your ad group. You're running your broad match terms. You know, you have low bids. You're getting some volume. You're getting a little bit of quality. You're getting a little bit of junk. Watch out for competitor searches. It's one thing Jason didn't mention. We've talked about this off air, but this is something both Jason and I have experienced. You're going to get a lot of competitor searches. Now, you need to make an active decision about whether you want to avoid those or go after them. My suggestion, Jason, I don't think you disagree, block them. Okay, there's no reason if you are contractor XYZ to go after searches of people looking for ABC contractor.
Right.
There's just no reason to do that unless you have a specific strategy and a reason and a budget set aside and a focus to do that, because most of the time they're junk. And you can listen to 93 of our other episodes to hear about why, because we talk about it all the time. But be aware, that will come up a lot and you need to control it.
And the reason I think it does, Chris, if you're a painting contractor in Atlanta and you put in the word painting contractors in Atlanta, good, nice, long, broad match keyword, I think, call it the AAA Painting Contractors of Atlanta, that competitor, their website has Painting Contractors Atlanta all over it. And I think Google system scans people's data and websites. And then when someone does a search, AAA Painters or whatever, AAA Painting Company. I don't know. That's just my theory, but you're right. You will see a lot of competitors, and you just have to decide if that's what you need to be in front of or not. And if it's not, you got to be very proactive about figuring out ways to not just block AAA, not just block the word Bob one competitor at a time, but try to figure out some way to get to the core problem. Maybe the and sign or the word and. A lot of companies have the word and in them. Inc. Co. Dot com. All is broad match. You like that, Chris?
Good ideas. Yeah. Good. I never thought about and. That's interesting. That's not a keyword I've ever tried. So phone number is one that I like to add. What is?
Customer service.
Yeah. The phrase what is or how do I? Because people are searching directions. Yeah. So there you go, guys. I mean, with all of that, I think you should have a pretty solid broad match terms to go with without a whole lot of risk.
And by the way, pure disclaimer, this is not, and I repeat, this is not some sick strategy for us to help you guys ruin your account so you end up calling us to use us. Like, I know some of you are, you're just like pooping and your head spinning. Like, you can't believe that the Paid Search Podcast guys are talking about broad match keywords this way. Yeah. But Chris and I always innovate. We always adapt. We always test. And this is something we're really talking about with each other behind the scenes, and it's working for our clients. So we wanted to share it with you. But final disclaimer, look at the title of the episode, use pure broad keywords like a pro. We're not just talking about broad keywords. We're talking about very specific ways to use it. Listen to this episode twice before you do this, because really, people, this is playing with dynamite here. No. And Chris and I are not responsible for that. We've given our best tips on how to control things, and we would love your feedback on how it's working for you guys.
Send your hate mail to Facebook, because I don't really read that much.
Chris, you don't do the Facebook, but you don't do the Twitter either, bro.
I do too.
You don't. I've been waiting all week for you to post this great episode we did last week, Small Changes That Lead to Big Results, one of our best episodes ever, and you're just sitting on there not doing anything. So what are you doing? Are you creeping on people's DMs? Are you retweeting? Are you looking at the news? What the heck are you doing? Dude, it's the most fundamental thing you can do to our show. Post the episode of the week that week. Is that hard?
I'm answering and replying to Kesha lyrics, okay? It's very important. And
I've had enough, dude.
So that's it, guys. Jason's quitting, but I'm still here, and I'll be here next week replying to your Kesha lyrics on Twitter. Thanks for watching. Be sure and leave a positive review for us on iTunes, and we will catch you next week.